we're gearing up for an early summer, it seems, here in Europe. Wishful thinking it may well be, I know. However, the towns and cities are starting to fill up a bit as the weather improves, and that only means one thing: more crowds. And wherever large crowds of people congregate, especially for things like summertime concerts, there's always the potential for disaster. Thankfully, it happens rarely, but when a mass panic does break out, train stations, airports, or other public spaces can quickly become death traps. 4 years ago, the Duisburg Love Parade turned to tragedy in a tunnel at the entrance of the festival. More than 20 people suffocated to death and hundreds were injured. The event has left its mark on Germany, as you'd expect, and elsewhere in Europe, in fact, anywhere where large gatherings have to be organised. But there's always the risk of large crowds gathering unexpectedly as well. So, in order to anticipate potential dangers arising from large groups of people, a research project in Hamburg is working on a new kind of early warning system using camera detection technology. The researchers claim that their approach does not violate the privacy of individuals. Julian Borner reports from Hamburg.
On any normal weekday, tens of thousands of people pass through the central train station in Hamburg every hour. Large congregations of people are a necessity and a common occurrence in modern society. But when they grow too large, they can create their own problems. In 2010, overcrowding led to catastrophe during a music festival in the western German city of Duisburg.
10 organisers have been charged with negligent manslaughter and bodily harm after 21 people died and 500 were injured in the 2010 edition of Duisburg's Techno Music Love Parade Festival.
In order to prevent fatal disasters in public spaces, a research project at the Hamburg University of Applied Sciences is developing a new kind of crowd monitoring system. The project is called SAFEST and is led by Professor Thomas Schmidt, head of the university's Internet Technologies Research Group.
Central SAFEST scenario is there's a normal crowd in this area, but sometimes the crowd may get too large and the crowd may start moving irregularly. And SAFEST watches the crowd, counts movements and people, and will give an alert in case of abnormal or dangerous behavior.
The system uses cameras, but unlike existing CCTV networks, it runs autonomously. It doesn't require security personnel to constantly monitor video feeds. In order to be able to do this, the researchers employ infrared cameras.
These cameras envision the temperature of the people, so they can distinguish people from baggage, for instance, or the hall. And they do a statistical analysis to find out how many people are in a certain area, just by counting the size of the heat. And what they finally find out is that in a certain predefined area, there are, let's say, 50 people with an error of, let's say, 10%. And that is sufficient information to judge on a danger or on a regular behavior.
The researchers claim that their approach has a number of advantages over existing CCTV systems. Regular cameras generate large amounts of footage, which have to be centrally stored and can be difficult to analyze. SAFEST only generates numbers, considerably reducing the amount of data and enabling it to monitor situations in real time and flag up potential problems. It also has the effect of protecting the privacy of those it watches, says Matthias Welisch, a PhD student on the project.
SAFEST deploys a privacy by design approach because we do not record, for example, videos, but only infrared images at the camera, and the camera only transmits the number of recorded people to a system and not video images.
Thomas Schmidt hopes the approach will give his system a marketing edge because it removes the need for legal assessment before installation.
Deploying privacy-violating systems is complex. You have to involve the legal people and all these kind of things. Being privacy-preserving by design allows you to deploy the system at low complexity rapidly without any involvement of legal departments or other people.
SAFEST uses the concept of the Internet of Things. It means that each individual component in a network uses the Internet protocol and is able to transmit data in a standardized way. In the case of SAFEST, it lets the cameras communicate with each other as well as with the system and with other sensors, such as smoke detectors. In order to simplify communication, the researchers are also developing an operating system specifically geared towards the Internet of Things. It's called Riot, and according to Thomas Schmidt, it would make integrating new devices into existing networks more seamless.
Applications on this operating system in the Internet of Things can be just imagined like apps on an iPhone or applications on a PC. They are small programs that perform certain tasks, and they run and interact only with the operating system. So if you move the application to a different device with the same operating system, they will just run.
The basic functionality of Safest is already there, but it'll be a while yet before the system is market ready. At the moment, the researchers are trying to make the components smaller and more robust. The aim is to reduce energy costs while at the same time increasing reliability. Julian Bohne, DW, Hamburg.